views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life transforming information with people, and I've met some really cool people around the way, and it's my pleasure to share these people with you. We love to hear from you on the show. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to shift some energy today. And my guest today is back by popular demand. Mark Kettenbach is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's a UN method practitioner, an NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, co-founder of N2H, which is nice to have, and Boosting Intentions format. He is co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and Mark calls himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching sessions remind people of stand-up comedy. He likes the idea of having fun while learning, and Mark has a unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering. He wants each and every one of us to find our passions in life. I met Mark almost 5 years ago in Philadelphia at a seminar, and right away we both knew that we had met our match. Here was someone that was wanting to, find out how to move energy even faster. And we've been shifting energy together ever since. And we're thrilled to be sharing tools with people now at our energetic upgrade seminars in Canada and in Europe. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am. Thank you very much for the great intro. And I'm glad to be back. And hello, everybody who is listening in.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you back. It's been a very busy week. I was just going to share with everyone because I was out at Naramata Center.
Oh, how was it? You told me before.
The Spring Festival of Awareness. It was the 36th annual Spring Festival of Awareness. And I think there were about 330 participants and, attendees. And then there were somewhat around 50 different workshop leaders and then all the volunteers. And it was absolutely beautiful. It was really, really cool. I presented my Be Irresistible seminar there. And it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. We had one young lady that was there, cleared some energy. She thought she had a problem with her job, and it was actually that she really wanted to sing for a living. And so she got up and she sang in front of all of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then the following day, I presented E equals MC squared, which is my presentation on how we're
right
all...
Germany as well.
Yeah, that's the presentation in Germany that I'm giving on the Friday night. And it really went well. It's got a there was a really good turnout for it, and people were really feeling it. And it was, what was really cool is one of the shaman that did the opening ceremonies actually attended and told me that I answered every question that he'd had in an hour and a half. So I was like, okay.
If a shaman says it himself, that is like a big compliment.
Yes, I took it as that, and it was really cool. We have someone from Canada. People, I'm getting people want some energy cleared here. So we've got Jin,
so to speak.
Jin from Canada. Are you there, Jin? Hello?
Are you looking for Joan?
Oh, Joan. Okay. Sorry, Joan. Hi. How are you, Joan?
Hi.
Joan, how are you?
I am fantastic. I woke up to listen in on the radio, Colette, because I've never really followed one of your calls live. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to call in and listen live. And so apparently I'm on the air. That's interesting.
Yes, you are. And so that's really cool. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, what can Mark and I do for you?
Well, I am stuck, I guess, is what I'm where I'm at. I'm not moving forward and I'm not moving backwards and I'm just kind of being. I feel that like this is the year that you're to transform into something else from where you are, and I just am not knowing where to go.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're expressing what a lot of people are expressing right now, but you know, I'm getting that you are actually you are a human being, not a human doing. So it's okay just to be sometimes.
Yep.
You know, so we get you strong to that. Mark, what are you picking up for Joan?
I was about to ask, did you have like a major change this year so far? In job-wise?
Right now I'm not working. So okay. I'm probably in the middle of a shift of a job. I've been into administration hardcore for a very, very long time. And so I keep getting thwacked out of it. It's like a 2x4 to the head that you're not supposed to be here doing this. You're supposed to be doing something else.
Okay.
So it's the something else I'm trying to find.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is that you're very, very here. Like a lot of people talk about the now, being here in the now. I don't want to stress that too far, but that usually means for people that they're going backwards. But what you are, you're really focused on just what you are doing at the moment. And so you feel a big weakness that you not have pre-planned your future like you used to be pre-planned. Like if you know I'm going to go to a job, this is what I'm doing, blah, 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 then everything coming towards you on a subconscious level is kind of set up and in a safe environment. And now this is like a big, like the time right now is a big time of change. And you change a lot, which is totally cool. The only thing you have to have is a confidence in the future turning out the way you want it to be and that you will head into the right direction. So we're going to make you strong for that and taking out of the past, that past emotions that holding you back basically comes from your mom and dad about telling you when you were young to be like, to do life in a certain way. Let's get rid of all that and make it just strong for the moment and strong for what's coming up. So you see the right thing and you open the right doors and you walk through once they're presented to you. There's nothing you have to do for that. So let's make you strong to those decisions.
Cool. Joan, what are you experiencing right now?
Oh, yeah. I can feel in my lower back. Like it's
okay. What we have, we are going to go for a quick break here. And we'll just get you to, do you want to hang on and we'll talk? Well, Mark and I'll work on this for you through the break. And then we'll just check in with you and take the next listener after that when we come back. You are listening to
Fabulous.
The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And when we return, we're going to share more ways to move energy and make some more shift happen.
Look at her space.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And we also have Joan here on the line. Joan, how are you feeling right now?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, awesome. You shifted a lot of things. We picked up a weakness that you have at 11 o'clock in the morning, first and foremost, and then you were weak to 11 o'clock at night also. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't really get going till, usually I tell people, like, I usually don't get going till about noon because it's just, something about it just exhausts me.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's see what happens.
You know,
right?
Yeah. And then I'm usually in bed by like 9 or 10 at night because I'm just, yeah, done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you're not allowed to have your day start until 11. And you're not allowed to stay up past 11.
Yeah, and you can't you can't like be around unless you're done. So like you have to be done in order to lay down. Oh, let's get rid of that too.
Yeah, like you don't give yourself permission just to go lay down. You have to have like I'm exhausted and now I have to lay down.
Yeah, except I can't we want do you any to other,
be,
right?
Yeah. So we want you to be strong too. That there's no need to be exhausted. Just go lay down if you want to.
Yeah.
That you have that right to be resting at times. Can I just ask what your age is?
I turned 50 in September.
That's why. Okay.
I'm 49 right now. Yeah.
That's what I was picking up. Okay. So I just worked with someone yesterday that just turned 50 too. The energy is very similar. You know, it's that, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, 50 is kind of like you know, if you live to be 100, you're only halfway there. But, it, you know, so we just get you strong to that, you know, that you don't have to be exhausted just because it's been half a century on this planet. You see, when you say half a century, it is so much, it seems so much longer than 50 years, right?
Yeah. So is that the conscious, is that the consciousness that would be doing that as well?
Absolutely.
Like the it's of everyone that's kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the collectiveness, usually, it's the collective consciousness, like what all people think about turning 50 or living in half a century, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You hook yourself onto that.
Okay. So we just get you really strong to that, that the next half a century will be better.
Will be the good half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There, now you're opening up to that, you know, and there, it's just this collective influence that, you know, 50 is very different now than it was even, you know, like 10 years ago. And so, you know, we don't have to get old. We can actually get younger if we start eliminating, you know, weaknesses from our lives and we strengthen ourselves. We can get to a place where, you know, just like any fine wine, age makes us better. So we just get you strong to that, that you're a fine wine.
There you go.
There you go. And that, you know, you're actually improving with every second of every minute of every day rather than failing, okay?
Yep.
There we go. Now, when you get in touch with what it is about sitting still right now and gathering yourself, gathering your ability to integrate all those facets of you that are wanting to be expressed right now, I'm getting, let's just get you strong to giving yourself total permission to do that now.
Yep.
That's total permission, like that you have creativity and joy and fulfillment, authentic desires, all of that. Just get you strong.
Let's make you also strong not to take role models around you in order to think how you should be acting. So you can act your own way. Doesn't matter if other people act this way or not. So you don't need like the community in order to show you that it's possible to do or not to do. Make you strong in that and delete all that thoughts from your ancestors too. They kind of looked around and saw how people behave certain age and then they made up the idea how you gonna be with 50 or 60 or whatever.
Yeah. And your ancestors were kind of boring compared to you. So, you know.
Yeah, because they had to hide everything, so. Or they'd be burned at the stake.
Now I feel like you're at 100%. What do you get, Mark?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so feels good.
Good. All right. Would you mind? We're going to take the next caller. That's Brittany from Sycamus. And we're just going to ask you if you can hang up Joan so that she can get on. And thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you, and bless you both.
Bye, Joan.
Bye.
Hi, Brittany. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Brittany. Hello. How are you? How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. I'm always great when I hang out with Mark, though.
Sure. Because I always feel very good when I'm hooked up with Colette, which is good. See, the two of us fit together very well.
So what can we do for you today, Brittany?
Well, my friend was telling me about you, and she said that you might be able to help me. I have a hernia repair that I have in my stomach that I'm a little concerned about. And she also said that you might be able to help me with my anger.
Okay, cool. Yes, we can do that.
What is a hernia repair? I just don't know the word.
Mark, okay, I'll just explain to Mark. A hernia is when, you know, you have a separation and, like, you know, it causes a bulge in the wall.
Oh, okay.
And so, so this is what's going on for her. So where exactly is it?
It's located just above my belly button.
Okay, because what's coming up is that, right, first and foremost, you know, let's just get you strong to digesting life, digesting, assimilating, and absorbing what's happened to you, Did you just have, I'm just getting that you've had a, when did the hernia, when did you notice it? Like when, it, you know, what happened?
I noticed it about 4 years ago.
Okay. And what was going on in your life
it,
4 years ago?
It was repaired 2 years ago.
Two? Let's go back to four, though. What was happening in your life 4 years ago?
I just had my daughter. I had a few, there was a car accident. I had surgery, so I had gained a lot of weight. I was trying to take it off, and I believe that we're not quite sure. Somewhere in there is when it happened, maybe when I tried to take off the weight or within.
Did you separate with your, were you married or did you raise the child by yourself?
I raised her by myself, yeah.
Yeah, because it's coming up a separation from the father.
Yeah.
So that's where the anger's coming from, too. And so it just gets you strong to what the collective consciousness says about being a single mom and about it being challenging and hard and difficult. And I've met a lot of single moms that actually are better off being single. So we just get you strong to that, that you don't have to go with what the crowd is saying, that we could get you strong to. And it's coming up integrating your masculine and feminine within yourself first and foremost. Mm. Your daughter's four now?
She's five and a half.
Five now. Okay. Yeah. Is she okay? And she started school this year?
Yes.
Okay. There's a weakness.
I'm a little
to that
worried about it because I'm pregnant again.
Also, so we're just going to get you strong.
Okay.
To the thought of not, I'm getting you very close. And so we'll just get you in a place where you're.
Yeah, I can also feel that since your daughter goes to school, she kind of separates a little from you in terms of having different ideas or want to do different stuff. And you kind of have this feeling that you lose control over her. Is this something you resonate with, I'm saying right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let's get rid of all these. So it doesn't see that triggers. That triggers again losing your like your husband or your partner back then, and it also triggers your ancestor losing some person from the family, and that has something to do with karma also. Let's get rid of all that. Okay, how about now? If you think about that, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel right now?
Sorry, it's a little hard to hear you.
Okay. Okay, it's all good. We were just asking how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling hot.
Okay, that's some energy moving through your body. So we just get you really strong to that. Just allowing this to move through you with gentleness and ease. I'm feeling that in my upper left arm and the shoulder for you right now also. So it's just coming up having to shoulder all these responsibilities as a woman. Of, you know, shouldering the responsibilities of both partners, you know, like being a mother and a father and being like, you know, in this position. So we just get you really strong to all of that, that you can shoulder the responsibility and enjoy shouldering the responsibility. You know, we'll just get you strong to integrating all those parts of you. And then it's kind of like remarrying your upper body to your lower body. Like, it's kind of right where your hernia is. It's kind of like there's a pulling there. And what we're going to do is, because we need to go to another break here, is if you want to hang on until after the break, what Mark and I'll do is work on you and through the break, and we'll see how you're feeling when we come back. We are, I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny, and I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today, and we also have Brittany on the line, and Mark and I have been clearing some energy around a hernia that she has and her concerns around that, and also some concerns with anger. So, Brittany, what are you experiencing right now? I'm just going to check in with you here.
I feel very light. I feel very tingly all over. I had a headache that came, and now it's gone.
Good.
Good. Good.
How about your anger?
Yeah. I feel not happy, but maybe lighter, maybe, in that
Great.
Way.
If you think about the
like
same
not
thing,
so...
it used to really make you angry. Does it make you angry the same way, if you think about it?
No, I feel I have a little bit more, less controlling of my daughter.
Allow yourself to just let it all go, and not little by little. That's a time problem. Let's make you into the circle of, that's a special key we have for beginning, center, end, past, present, future. Make you strong in that.
There you go.
Spin that into you.
And also, you know, recalibrate, like, so that you're just going to automatically recalibrate every time you, because anger is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really that great what it gives. So we're just going to strengthen you mm-hmm. to let go of the anger with every exhale. I'm getting you hold your breath quite a bit, waiting for the other shoe to drop. There's some religious
yeah.
experiences coming through here. We strengthen the integration of, you know, your the layers of the muscle, strengthening you to any let go of any concerns, fears, karmas, anything about surgeries, doctors, you know, nurses, going to the, you know, being put under all of these things. We just get you strong to all of that.
Awesome.
Also
there
you
go.
Strong in the past of cutting up people so that you don't have to be cut up in order to balance that out. Well, let's make you strong in that too.
Okay, I'm not. I'm more subtle than Mark, but like he just said it, blurted it out loud.
Oh, is that something I can't say on the radio?
Oh no, you can say that. I'm just teasing.
I'll get away with it. I'm a stupid German one. He doesn't know any better.
Okay. There we go.
Sorry, Brittany.
How are you feeling, Brittany?
I'm feeling really good. I feel my stomach at the top, it feels almost swollen all the time, and I feel like it's not as
inflamed.
Swollen.
Yeah.
Yes, inflamed. Yeah. And I was worried because I'm pregnant again, so I didn't want any complications. So I feel like a huge release has been lifted off.
Good.
Like I don't have much worries.
Good, because the baby in your belly
feeling.
Is a gift, right? So we just strengthen that for you, that, everything, all the beautiful gift of that.
And that's it. Like, you're together with a new boyfriend now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting this boyfriend and the other one you have the first child with. The two of those two boyfriends have karma with each other. And now we want to get rid of this so the kids together don't have any karma. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, clear it before the little one comes
out. Okay.
Yeah, right. Good. How about now?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was really hoping
we have Karina on the line now from Wyoming. So we're going to let you go here. And we're going to see what we can do for Karina now, if you don't mind hanging up so that she can get on. Thank you very much for calling in, Brittany.
Take care.
Enjoy the babies. Do we have Karina on now?
Yes, we do.
Cool.
Bring her in.
Thank you, Brian.
Bring her in.
Karina?
Yes?
What can we do for you today?
My feet have been hurting, and they hurt when I walk. Like on the ground, they feel like I'm hitting the ground really hard.
So there's some clutching happening. How long have you been experiencing this?
About 7 years.
Okay. And so 7 years ago, what was going on in your life?
My dad died.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, I took away from you being rooted, rooted like a tree. So when your dad died, I took away so you can't be solid on the ground anymore. So let's make you strong to the earth and the earth to you, and take your dad energetically out of there so you don't have to have this, you have this solid step again, and stepping forward from there also make you stronger now.
Your dad's energy is really coming in right now. Can you feel that, Karina?
Yeah.
You feel that love coming through?
Yeah, I feel him a lot.
Okay, it's okay, Bree.
I think I actually hear him sometimes too.
Yeah, he's coming in very loud and clear here right now with a big wash of love for you. And I can feel I just can feel his energy. And so we just strengthen you to all the love you have for your dad and all the love that he has for you. And we strengthen that, you have the veil is very thin, actually. And we just strengthen that, I know it's not the same as when, you are in physical form. Having said that, he still is with you. And we just strengthen him and you to be able to move forward now, you and both of you. Okay. There's just some weakness to letting each other go. Really, daddy's little girl is what's coming up. Did you feel like you were daddy's little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just get you really strong that, you're here on this earth at the right time, and he was here on this earth at the right time, and, that you are, that you're totally capable of stepping forward, 100% infinite potential to carry on now with your life and move out of this 7-year cycle of sadness. It's coming up. So we just get that all cleared up for you. Mark, what else are you picking up?
Yeah, I was about to ask, what's with your mom? Is she still alive?
Yes.
Okay, how do you get along with her?
Right now, we're struggling. Actually, we have been for a while.
Okay, so on a subconscious level, it weakens you that your dad died and not your mom. I'm not saying you ever said that. I'm just saying on your subconscious level, your brain was wondering, or your mind. So let's get this out of your system, make you strong for how it is, and put peace inside of your heart and make you strong at that and curve that ball. And how about now?
How are you feeling, Karina?
I'm feeling really shaky.
Okay, so shaky? Just push the, yeah, she's shaky because she's moving a lot of energy right now.
Mm-hmm. Push it down and out.
Yeah, just let it go. The grief. There we go. Now, we're just going to get you strong that, you know, your spirit and your soul and your body are all nice and even and balanced, and that you can be in the eye of the storm, even, you know, if you feel like there's chaos around you. And, you know, your dad, I'm getting, was the anchor for your family. And so we strengthen that, you know, he can anchor from the other side, you on this side, and then he can be free on that side. So it's just, get that strong. There's some anger towards God right now. And, you know, we just get you strong to that, letting go of that. I'm just getting that both you and he are ready to let go now. And so we just strengthen the love that you have, 100% infinite. There we go. And, you know, your ability to walk this earth and be in your purpose here and be fulfilled and having the rest of your beautiful life.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
There we go. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit better.
There you go. Okay. So there's just a lot of emotion that you're going to be releasing here. So we're just going to get you really strong to that, that it's okay that, you know, that you feel this emotion, that you can, you know, allow yourself to release it. It's really reactions, not emotions anyway. So we just get that all cleared up for you, that you start to really feel your feet underneath you. Okay. So that you can feel yourself strong and steady on this earth now. No matter how fast she travels.
So how about if you do some steps, if you walk a little bit, how does it feel compared to before?
Actually, it feels quite lighter.
Good. There you go.
Good.
So we're going to get you strong to dancing. And we are going to be taking another quick, short intermission here. This is Colette Marie Steffen from The Truth Is Funny. And thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol oral-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and we've been joining forces and clearing some serious energy and lightening people up. We have Chelsea now from Sycamuse on the line. Chelsea, are you there?
Hi, Colette.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Good. I met you last week. How are you?
I didn't forget that I met my Ukrainian sister. I'm doing really well. I had an amazing time out at Naramata, and I actually got my mom's rocking chair to my niece. So it all, two beautiful sisters hand-delivered it to her yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. So what can Mark and I do for you today?
I was calling to see if I could get help with my self-esteem and my communication skills.
Cool. Mark,
okay. This
is a really beautiful...
So far, though.
she's a powerful... This is a beautiful young woman I met last week at ceremony. So we're just going to strengthen that. Absolutely gorgeous young woman. And so confidence in communication.
Okay, what I'm getting right away is it's the self is weak, not the esteem. Okay, the self is weak. It is weak from being told in the society, you don't want to, since Colette mentioned you're very pretty, you don't want to come across stuck up or in either terms, you know, you don't call it nosy, how do you call it if the people that's stuck up, right?
Yeah, like, with their nose in the air. Okay.
Yeah, right. So that, but she has that part in her. So she kind of like dims herself down in order to make herself a shy appearance subconsciously, though, let's get rid of all that and just to balance her out so she doesn't have to have this limiting belief in order to not step over the line. So how about now with the shyness?
I can't really hear you, sorry.
Oh, you couldn't hear Mark?
No, I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Okay, that's okay. So that's just because you're on the line. What he said is that basically he was working on some stuff for you. How are you feeling now?
A little more grounded.
Okay, good. What he was saying was that you are actually holding yourself back because you don't want to shine too brightly and embarrass the other people around you.
Okay.
You know, you have reverse perception that you are less than who you really are. And so we just strengthen that you step into that it's okay for you to be above average and for your children to be above average.
Okay.
And also, I think she has this being in the middle kind of person, in the middle of other people, in the middle of whatever, and get her out of the middle.
Bridge. Yeah, bridging. Okay, so we're going to get you really, bridging the gap is what's coming up. So we're just going to get you really strong to everything that you came here on this planet to do.
Okay.
And then just get you strong to everything that you don't want to do.
Okay.
And just to be, being you and just really, I'm getting your smile alone is, it's enough. Okay. So we just allow you to be in this place where, you integrate everything that you're, it's like you're through you're in the middle of a major transitional phase in your life right now. You're making this transition to being absolutely the most wonderful, best that you can be. And we just strengthen that as a mom, as a lover, as a, as a friend is coming up. Just strengthen you in all, like all these different aspects of your life, being mature and, you know, and still being youthful and all of these things coming up. And so how are you feeling right now?
I feel just a lot of gratitude in my heart right now.
Yeah. Mark, is there anything else that you... she feels really strong to me now.
Yeah, to me too.
Good.
Yeah, I feel very strong.
Yes, good. Good. Thank you for calling in, Chelsea.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're very welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. You guys take care.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. So, Mark, you know, do you want to tell people about our energetic upgrade seminars coming up?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have a free demonstration in Germany on the 7th of May. And then we'll start a 3-day seminar in also in Germany starting Friday the 9th, May the 9th until the 11th. And the week after that, we'll be in Toronto and have a free demonstration on the 14th, is that right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the Wednesday. Yeah, in the evening. And so that's really cool. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you again. And this is, you know, something that Mark and I have been working together for close to 5 years now. And we've been we're really happy with the program we have together. And we're really looking forward to sharing this information with people and having fun with everyone and clearing some energy. And that's basically what our seminars are about. It's about whoever shows up, that we immediately get into tools to use to advance people forward and strengthen everybody's weaknesses that are there, so that we can just move forward in a beautiful way. And so we just strengthen that.
I was also asked, like a lot of people might be on the listeners as well, they don't even really know what's the benefit for them. And I want to point it out a little bit. You go to a seminar, you stick there 2.5 days, you with people want to have kind of the same goals. We'll show you from the first minute on how you can steer your life, basically. How do you steer reality? How do you take away stuff in your life that was holding you back? And you realize that a lot of problems people live through, there is not the root cause of it. And we'll show them how to find it and to change that, to shift that root cause of the problem, so they get an energetic upgrade right there, and they get to a point where they can take care of themselves and take care of their family and other people. So that's very important to do so.
It's extremely important. You can go to energeticupgrade.com to find out information about our seminars and about Mark and myself. And Mark, just share your contact information for your, Yeah.
It's it's spelled M-A-R-C and then Kettenbach, KETENBACH.com. And you can also click it on the right side on into English. So you have it in German and English. And we're looking really forward of you people to show up. Even think about if you've never been to Europe, that might be the right time. Go over there, visit the seminar, check out the city, see different people. See, a lot of people always ask, well, can it be close to my house? Why can't you do it online? But actually, what's life about? It's about living. It's about experiencing new stuff. I love to go to seminars. I love to fly around in the world, see different places, and I always combine it with some sort of an education thing because I love to grow. And once people realize that, it makes so much fun, meet new people, stay in contact, stay in touch. You can go to different countries then because people will show up from all over the world. They'll be really fun.
Oh, yeah. And I'm so pumped. I'm so it's going to be a great time. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you've been listening to the Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to connect with all of you. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-472-5792. 1-800-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.